You know, if I hit you hard, it's to wake you up. I only hit you hard if I care. think about that for a second. And I'm not talking about physically. I'm talking about spiritually, emotionally, or mentally, or whatever you want to, whatever word you want to throw in there. But God scourges every son he receives, right? God scourges every son he receives. So if you've got a brother or sister who's saved, and you know they're saved, and they act stupid, then if you hit them hard, there's because you care about them, right? If you hit them upside the head with a 2x4, allegorically speaking, you hit them up the side of the head with a 2x4 to wake them up. That's all you're doing. I mean, if you didn't care, you wouldn't be an instrument of reconciliation. If you didn't care, you wouldn't be an instrument of reconciliation, or you wouldn't be an instrument to yank somebody out of the snare of the devil, you know? You know, the Bible says, when you spank your child, you deliver their soul from hell. The Bible says God scourges every son he receives. So the opposition is to push out the baby. What's the baby? Till Christ be formed in you. So when somebody opposes you, when you're going down the wrong path, it's not because they hate you. It's because they love you. They love your soul. They might not love you in person, or they might not love you the way the world says, but agape love is loving you in truth, to yank you out of your insanity so you wake up out of the spell of the devil's system. Because the devil's got all these tricks that he puts on you. You've been gaslighted from a child. You know, one of the tricks that he tricked me on was, you try to save people, right? I'm not Jesus. I can't save people. But you can hit them with some truth and then let God do his work, you know? But you try to save your spouse or your girlfriend or your boyfriend or your Jezebel or your Delilah. You try to save them, and you've wasted your time trying to save them, because in other words, when God wants to scourge them, he has to scourge you because you're in the way. You get in the way. Life, the universe, will scourge them. The universe will spank them. The universe will take them to the woodshed if they're contrary to the truth, because the universe is in tune with truth. And as long as you walk against the truth, as long as you go against the truth, karma is going to get you, right? Because the universe is in tune with God. I just spilled up some orange juice on my seat here. God scourges every son he receives. And so when somebody's trying to yank you back into the right path, because you don't even, so a lot of times you don't even, when we're in the wrong path, we don't know we're in the wrong path. Somebody has to yank us out. Somebody who cares, you know. And it's not a love of judgmental. It's a love of, hey, you're going down the wrong path. And Galatians chapter 6, verse 1, I think, he says, you that are spiritual, restore such a one with the spirit of meekness, that you don't fall into the same condemnation. So a lot of times somebody's going down the wrong path, you try to yank them out, but you fall into the path with them. That's happened to me. It happens. You got to be careful. And I'm sure they've done it. You know, we're not ignorant of the devil's devices. He wants bitterness. The devil wants unforgiveness. The devil wants living in the past. The devil wants fear, doubt, worry, condemnation. The devil wants all these things that are contrary to the spirit walk. And the spirit walk is what? Love, joy, peace, goodness, meekness, temperance, faith. So faith is the opposite of fear. The universe is on your side. And because the universe is on your side, why are you living in fear? Why am I living in fear? Why do we live in fear? If the if God is on your side and the universe is on your side, why do you have any kind of fear at all? I mean, none. The last enemy, which was death, has been conquered because Jesus rose from death. So the worst thing that could happen to you is death. Why do we have fear? It's a gaslighting of the devil. They don't exist. Fear is a fake reality. And I'm talking about a constant, steady. I mean, if you get in your car and you go drive down the wrong neighborhood, you know they're throwing rocks at your car, you should not go down that street. You should have there's some good fear. You know, the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. There's some good fear out there to keep you safe, that you know that if you go down that street, they're going to throw rocks at your car, so you don't go down that street. You know that socialism is a lie, and we shouldn't let AOC take over and promote socialism when she's just a little kid. She don't know what she's talking about. She hasn't sacrificed and suffered like the people who are 60, 70, 80 years old around us. They know what it's about. And like Charlie Unger said on one of his old podcasts, she doesn't know who Adam Smith is. Capitalism is a good thing. Socialism is a bad thing. If a man don't work, he don't eat. That's capitalism. That's Bible. If a man don't work, let him that stole steal no more, but rather labor with his hands the thing which is good in order to give to him that needeth. And so socialism, we should fear it, but not fear it to where it paralyzes. But we don't really fear it, but we get out here and we start telling people the truth, and we get proactive, and we educate people because we're not afraid to speak the truth. You see what I'm saying? And so don't let any narcissistic system shut you down from speaking the truth. I don't care who you are. And it could be a woman, you know. I don't believe in women preachers, but a woman can do a blog and she can just speak the truth. She don't have to be claiming to be a preacher. But she can say, hey, socialism bad. It's bad. She can teach other women. The Bible makes it clear women can teach other women, and women can teach children. And if they listen to, they go to their pastor, or they go to some man who knows the word and knows what's going on around them, they can ask an elder or somebody, say, what's wrong with socialism? Socialism tries to destroy the sacrificial redemptive system that God created, which is impossible. So socialism is a delusion. It don't even exist, because when the farmer goes out there to plant a seed, he has to break a sweat. He has to break a sweat to plant that seed. Somebody's got to sacrifice. And I'm going back to farming because that's your root. You got to eat, don't you? So the farmer gets out there, plows the field, and plants some seed, turns the dirt back. He's got to break a sweat. Somebody's got to pay. And Jesus paid it all. So you can try to get rid of the lamb slain before the foundation world and try to change this system, but you're fighting against God. You're fighting against creation. It's impossible to change this reality because you're not God. And I'm talking about the base reality. You can, you know, I'll talk about this in another video. You can change your script. Your thoughts. Okay, so you got the baseline reality. I'll talk about just a tad bit. You got the baseline reality, black, white, and red, which is the blood of his cross. But then on top of that, you got a script. But everything's the same. So you can think it, and it's going to appear. If you type the word thought, etymology means cause to appear. So you can think it, and it's going to appear. especially if you have the mind of Christ. Because if you go back to the source code and get the mind of Christ, the spirit mind is way higher than the material. And so the material realm is just the birthing or the conception in the mind. So it has to, it's a reproduction. So what you're thinking about has to be a reproduction in the material realm. Not that you're God or not that you're creating anything. You're just creating a story. So the storyboard in your mind has to play out in 3D. It has to reflect back. That's what's going on, people. For real. Not even joking. No pain, no gain. No mirror, no gain. You got to look in the mirror, right? If you, before you leave the house, you got to look in the mirror and make sure you brushed your hair, got your buttons buttoned, and got your shirt tucked in. So you got to look in the mirror in the natural. So what about looking in the mirror in the spiritual? Everybody's got to look in the mirror of the Word. The Word will straighten you up. The mirror will take you and lift you up. Instead of laying down in the cube, lying down in the cube, you can rise up and stand upright in the cube. But first, you got to have the Word straighten you out. Your back is crooked. You got to be straightened with the Word. That's all I got. I've said my biggest thing is socialism is a lie. And if the nation goes to socialism, it's going to get a scourging from God because it's contrary to the universe. And I don't think AOC realizes what she's doing. She's fighting against God. She's fighting against God Almighty. She's gonna have a rude awakening soon, people. The universe is not on her side. The only way she can continue is to have a bunch of flying monkeys prop her up. The universe is not on AOC's side. I put that in the bank.